You're listening to ABC Radio Melbourne.
So, on this week's edition of Unofficial History, we asked you to cast your eyes over to the other Lygon Street. That's all the way up in Brunswick, Brunswick East. From the trendy bars and the cafes to food across the world, the street is a cultural and culinary juggernaut. It wasn't always that way, as longtime local and roomy restaurant owner Joseph Aboud told us.
I think it's a bit like that analogy of the boiled frog. When you're in it, you don't necessarily notice how much it's changing until you look up one day and you realise, oh my God, all these things were not here. And, you know, you look at old photos and many of those apartments weren't around, if any of them. So it does feel like there's a constant feed of new clients coming through, new guests, people rediscovering you, people discovering you for the first time. And there's no sign of it slowing down either.
And many of you wholeheartedly agree with that. You remember Lygon Street when it looked and felt very different. Mike in Pascavale says his thoughts of old Brunswick include the old bike shop, which used to actually sell motorbikes and scooters of all brands. I loved Vespas. They had plenty of them too. I think I bought two or three of them over time. Funny sometimes to realise how long I've lived there and how much I miss it. Another listener missed out on a great deal before the area boomed. I lived on Lygon Street in daggy 1970s unit block just near Park Street in mid-1990s, so access to both. Loved it, but silly, silly us. We were too silly to look seriously at real estate on the other side of Brunswick Road, totally CBD-centric and dumb not to have appreciated the culture and diversity that was right on our doorstep at the time. Jill remembers many happy nights at the Melbourne Folk Club in the back room of the East Brunswick Club Hotel during the 80s and 90s, listening to music and catching up with friends, with a bunch of little kids asleep under the pool table, soaking up the music. Though the folk club is no longer, some of those folk club kids have grown up to be awesome performers in their own right. Garth has lived around Lygon Street, Brunswick, my entire life. I'm 30 now and I've seen it change rapidly over the years. When I was in high school, we used to go to Café L'Amour. It's now part of the Jell-O Bar. Café L'Amour was one of the few places you could still smoke inside and have a drink. As an underage teen, this was incredibly inviting. In brackets, naughty. The old Mediterranean man would play cards while yelling at each other, and the bar never asked for ID. Who knew playing eight ball could be so fun? I miss the old Lygon Street. And Anna loved being brought back some wonderful memories of my misspent 20s, she says. Late nights at the Alderman, hangover breakfasts at Small Block, and off to Roomie for very special occasions when we could afford it. Long live Lygon Street, East Brunswick. And that's just some of your unofficial history of the other Lygon Street.